Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie.
We're starting this whole series for this month on living with God and one another. And my new favorite word. Well, I have several favorite
words.
Yes,
you do.
You know my one.
Yes.
You're not going to say it though, are you?
No.
it's but.
I was going to leave people in suspense, make them listen to old episodes. But,
yeah, that's true.
But I, you know, so.
I love that word. It's a connection.
That's
there's
right.
always something
yeah.
more. And also now another new word of mine is with.
With.
And that really began when at our church, we began a series on the table. And it was the table was about being in relationship with God and one another and taking a seat at the table. And so I love that thought of where we can go this month
right.
with the word with. So that's right up there with but. And Isaiah 41:10 has been a real meaningful word from God for me. And it, especially when I've been in different situations. And in the Voice translation, it says this: "So don't be afraid, I am here with you. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, help you. I am here with my right hand to make right and to hold you up." And that word is so powerful when you begin to understand that God has made this promise that no matter what, God is with us. Now, we may disconnect, right?
Right.
And we may not want to be with God. So I thought of this story that I have with one of my little ones, and I had taken her to Kempo.
Okay.
And you'll have to look that one up probably, but it's a martial arts.
Okay.
And there's this kind of little waiting room that when the kids go in that you can, you have a big picture window that you look through the window and you can watch the
kids.
So
you can kind of see everything going on through there.
Yeah, it's very fun. And but it helps them not to be so distracted with, you know, everyone watching.
Right.
But she was distracted. She kept looking for me. And I was seriously right there. And I could tell she was looking for me. And I'm jumping up and down and I'm waving. And you're not supposed to touch the glass and you're not supposed to say anything because it's still to be quiet.
Yeah.
But I'm doing everything but, you know, I'm like, whoa, you know, but try not with noise. But just jumping up and down and all of that. And finally, about midway through, she finally sees me like I just arrived. And she's like, then she's doing the waving and forget the Kempo for a moment.
Yeah.
She's so excited. And then afterwards, she comes running out. Thank you so much for coming and watching and everything. I was always there. I had not gone anywhere. I was always there. And her excitement was just a joy to me. And you know, it had made me think about, you know, God is always there.
Yeah.
But sometimes we're the ones that disconnect and we do not understand that if we just turn around, God is there. God has never left us. God is standing there and has this promise that I am with you and that I will help you. And I am here with my right hand. I love that, of just this promise that no matter what. And I think there's just this need for us to be stirred today, if you will, just to be changed by the thought that every moment, no matter what, God is with us.
That's
and
cool.
So I think that, you know, I mean, doesn't that just change you? I'm always asking you these big questions. What are you going to say to that?
Yes. Yes. But it does. Yeah. It changes your whole outlook on the day and everything going on.
Yeah. I mean, it really does, just to turn around and say, okay, I'm okay.
Yeah.
God is with me. And I think sometimes we just need to jump up and down and say, you are here. This is awesome. Thank you, God. And so that's our challenge today.
You've been listening to Think on This by Table Think. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.